is not weather dependent. There's a book launch coming up at the St. John Indigo, and it involves this brand new book by St. John author Jeff Houlihan. And the themes here are murder, time travel, and baseball. A very unlikely combination, but this is the subject of Long Train Home by Jeff Houlihan. He's here this morning to tell us about the book. Good morning.
Good morning, Julia.
So let's talk about Long Train Home. What is this book about?
Yeah, so Ryan Spencer, he's a young ball player. He's just signed a rich contract. Train, just, you know, like Babe Ruth and Ty Cobb and Ted Williams. And Ryan decides to try and help Georgie out. But back in the present day, things aren't going well with his team. They hate him. He's a rookie with a big contract. He's pushing a popular veteran onto the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And he won't travel with the team. So he spends the rest of the summer trying to track down this murderer of Georgie Abbott's sister and trying to get his team to the World Series.
This sounds like kind of a deep dive into baseball history.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something, you know, since I was a kid, I was a big baseball fan. And I liked the game, but I also kind of liked the mythology, the romance of it. I mean, it's kind of the American game. And I've been following the Expos since I was 9 years old, since the time they started. So, yeah, it just kind of resonated with me.
Well, what is it that resonates with you so much about baseball?
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably because it's probably the game. You know, I'm a Canadian, but hockey wasn't really my game. Baseball was my game. And from the time I was a kid, you know, you're out with your dad throwing the ball around and playing Little League. And then just the history of it. You know, I think even kids today, if you said the name Babe Ruth, they probably know it. It's just got this kind of long mythological history.
So this character of Ryan Spencer, how did you go about developing Ryan? Is he based on someone, or what was the story with him?
Yeah, no, he wasn't really based on anybody particular. It was just this idea of, it's a bit that fish out of water thing, you know, where it's a guy who's really talented, but he doesn't even like baseball that much. He's not a sports guy, but he's just super talented. And ending up in this situation where everybody expects him to be, you know, like a regular ball player, and he just is a bit of an oddball and doesn't fit in. And I just like that idea, setting that in that kind of, you know, baseball culture, someone that's a bit of a fish out of water.
And I don't want to call you an oddball, Jeff, but I will say that your path to writing this book, it's not the usual one that most authors take. You know, you've had quite the career. Maybe we could talk a little bit about the different kind of phases that you've been through in your own writing life and working life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, I'm prof here at UNB St. John in the biology department, but even that, you know, I was really, you know, I spent my 20s as a waiter playing in a rock band. That was kind of, you know, what I wanted to do. And at some point you realize, yeah, we're not going to be big. And I was back at university and got my PhD and loved that. And so I've been a prof for the last 20 years or so. And in there, dabbling, you know, writing short stories, occasionally trying to start books and fizzling out.
So much, because, you know, you have a busy life, you're a prof, and a lot of people have done the same thing as you. Like, they've tried to write something, fizzled out with it, they have a million kind of half-finished or just started manuscripts in a Google Doc somewhere. Like, what happened that made you decide, now is the time, I'm going to write this book?
Yeah, it really was reaching a point where you go, you know, I'm 50 years old, and I've thought about this for a long time, and if I'm not doing it now, I'm not doing it. So, either get disciplined or decide you're not doing it. And the pleasant surprise was, you know, being a prof can be a pretty busy job,
mm-hmm.
but Saturday mornings ended up being kind of a bit of a refuge. No matter how busy I was, those hours were for me to write. And it felt like a place I could go, a little bit of a different world I could go to, and didn't matter how busy I was, that time was off limits. That was going to be my time to do that. And it often felt like a refuge at my busiest times.
Must have had some good family support to pull that off.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, from the beginning, Kim has been basically just, okay, yeah, Saturday mornings, if I'm going to Kingston Market, Jeff's not coming.
And, Kim, yes.
Yes, she's just allowed that to happen. And, you know, for 10 or 11 years, it was allowing that to happen when all I'm doing is, like you said, storing Word docs on a computer. Nothing's happening.
And now you're finally here. You're launching your book, and it's tonight. Tell me about what's going to be going on tonight at East Point.
Yeah, so it starts at 6 o'clock, and, you know, we'll start, I think, with a kind of short Q&A with one of the folks from Indigo, and I'll probably do a short reading, and then I think it'll just be, you know, maybe questions and answers with whoever is there and chatting with folks and, you know.
Sign some autographs even, maybe. Sign some copies.
Yeah, I have some terrible handwriting. I'm going to have to work on that.
This is for real, though, you know. So, you know, we're talking about the baseball side of things, but do you need to be a sports person in order to enjoy this book or to get it?
No, I don't think you do. And I think that was a large part of where it went. It really started off as a book that was going to be about time travel and baseball. And at some point, feeling like, I think there needs to be more tension here. I think there has to be more drama. And that's kind of where the murder part came in. And I think it is a mix that moves well beyond just being interested in baseball.
And there's this line in like the blurb on the back that talks about how it's about, you know, it's about baseball, it's about the nature of time, and it's about the weight of accumulated regret. What does that mean, accumulated regret, in the context of this book?
Yeah, I think it really has to do mostly with the Georgie Abbott character, the character whose sister has got killed, and he's spent, you know, you're following him through that summer. They're kind of moving through time, and Georgie Abbott is aging, and he's not finding his sister's killer, and just this, you know, regret about not being able to put the time into it, not doing what he needed to do, and ultimately trying to do that. So, yeah, I think Georgie's regret, yeah.
Yeah, so will this just be launched in St. John, or do you have other book events coming up?
Say that again? I didn't catch that, Julia.
Yeah, will you just be launching this in St. John tonight, or do you have other readings and book-related events?
Yeah, we originally come from Ottawa, so we're heading back there this summer. So 20 years ago, we came here from Ottawa. And so, we've got an event kind of set up to go in a little independent bookstore in Ottawa as well, yeah.
Speaking of bookstores, where can people find this and buy it if they want to?
Yeah, so locally it's at Indigo, and then it's also, I think it's at Shirazade as well, and then it's around, you know, it's on Amazon, and, you know, it can be found online really easily and through Level Best, the publisher.
Very good. Okay, so, and what about you now? You know, are you working on anything else? Any other projects in the works?
Yeah, I'm just finishing up something that really, it's the first book I've ever set in St. John, so yeah, the next thing that I'm kind of wrapping up is, yeah, a book about St. John called The Pagans of St. John, yeah.
The Pagans of St. John. Interesting.
It's based on a kind of powerful industrial family that's dominating St. John.
Oh, I know. Well, I've heard of the Pagans because Pagan Place, right, in the South End.
Yeah, exactly.
So is this one a history book?
It's, you know, it doesn't time travel, but it actually talks about late 1800s and early and mid-1900s, but then flashes back to current day St. John.
Well, we won't make you reveal too much about the next one yet. Yeah. We'll let you get through this one first. How's that? The launch first. Hey, yeah. Thanks so much for coming on, Jeff. Congratulations on Long Train Home.
No, I really appreciate the chance to chat with you, Julie. It's been nice.
All right. Take care. Bye now.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
That is St. John author Jeff Houlihan, also a UNB professor. He's just published this brand new book. It's called Long Train Home, and it deals not just with baseball, not just with time travel, but about the nature of time and the weight of regret that people feel as they get older. It's a beautiful thing that he's managed to put this out. So the launch for this is tonight at the East Point Indigo. Starts at 6 o'clock. There's going to be a reading component to this as well, and it goes until 7:30.
Woo-hoo!